job. He did not practice today. He said he felt a little bit better than yesterday. Hopefully he feels better tomorrow and he can practice. Javon, not feeling very good. He'll get operated on tomorrow over in Houston. And so he'll be out for a few weeks. How quickly he comes back, I'm not really sure. It's more of a clean out on the same knee he had the operation on. Doctors don't think it's very serious, but serious enough to go in there and clean it out because he's been off of it for a few weeks and hasn't gotten much better. Monday he practiced full speed, looked like he was going to come back ready to go. And yesterday was limited. And you guys know the rest. Once they do it, I'll let you know. Well, guys go down and we'll see guys that step up and see what they can do. There's another guy an opportunity. Obviously, it always, you know, hurts when you lose a player with Javon's ability. But we've got a number of guys that we got a lot of confidence in, and we expect them to step up and get the job done.
Is there any way that knocks him off the whole season?
I don't know. I just kind of gave you a little idea what I thought.
What
about
the Alexander move?
Yeah, he came back Monday, looked like he was ready to go, and got a pretty good kick in the calf again, and just kind of sent him back to where he was about 3-4 weeks ago, and only have two tight ends on our depth chart. We didn't think we could go into a game with only two tight ends, and you know, I'm not sure how long it was going to be. And there was a slight fracture in it before, and with the hit he took, I thought it could be at least a month. So we made a decision to go with Chad. You know, Chad knows our system, and he's played tackle in the tight end position before, and he'll get a chance to get some reps at the tight end position.